you call me at nap time.
Did I call you at nap time or after nap time?
I was just starting, but that's okay.
Oh.
I didn't turn the phone off just in case someone called, so. Okay, well, how you doing?
As long as you're not napping behind the wheel, that's just fine.
I am behind the wheel, but I'm not moving. Excuse me.
So, hey, thanks for posting on FakoTube that woman who, what's her name, Christine or something. That was great.
Did you find her at the same time I did?
No. I found her on FakoTube, and I didn't understand why it was broken into three parts, so I searched on YouTube, and the full interview was there. So that's what I shared to my Telegram.
Got it. That's good, because I deleted the three broken parts and put yours up. Okay, that's good, because I didn't look very hard for it, but I'm glad you did.
Okay, yeah, well, because I wanted to, it was so good, I thought, you know what, this is one of those to where I think my boss, the president of my company, whom is a great friend, and even though he's one of these billionaires, I really believe that he will receive truth if it is not obviously bullshit. You know what I mean? If he doesn't smell an agenda. So when I was listening to her, I was like, man, some of the words that she's saying out loud, I hear from the leadership of my company. You know, just the words and stuff and her style and cadence and everything. And I thought, man, I bet that would resonate with my boss. And so I blind copied you on what I wrote him, and it was, I know he's on vacation in Turks and Caicos, and he's he's relaxing with the family, so I just positioned it saying, look,
can you have him look around and tell me if every rich person is down in the Caribbean right now just laughing their asses off while the rest of us, our finance minister of Ontario.
Yeah?
They found out he's down in St. Lucia.
Oh, nice.
And he was pumping out Twitter videos on during the last week, telling everyone, thanking them for locking down and support your local clothes businesses, that kind of bullshit. And then they were saying, well, why are you showing videos of you being up here when you're not even here? And furthermore, what are you doing down there when your own boss, the premier, said don't travel, don't even go across town to visit granny, and you're down there? And his official reply was, well, I didn't know we were going to have a full lockdown on Boxing Day. Nobody let me know. He's only the number two effer in the government, but he said he didn't have... He had no idea when he made the plan. He made the plans way before, of course, way before. He had no idea. So
yeah, of course, and all of the plans that we make way beforehand, those don't really count, do they? When it impacts us, and it's just a cartoon at this point.
I know. And now everyone's mad at him, of course. They're not mad at the real perps that are above these low-life management. These are just the low-level management that are just going to catch all the flack. But that's okay. They're still lying. So they can come clean any time and stop lying, and I'll forgive them all at once. Believe me. Just stop your lying. Pardon my French. Really.
Yep.
Well, but they want everyone at the bottom to fight. That's the whole purpose. The guys at the top, they just knock each other off. I think that woman said that in that video.
Yeah, man, she was brilliant. And if anyone listening to this hasn't listened to it, her name is Christine something.
Let me look that up. What's her name? Catherine Austin Fitz.
Thank you. And I did research her, and she worked in the Bush administration for a year, in urban development. And so when she starts talking about, well, let's map around the Federal Reserve buildings in these cities and let's see, and it just is like brilliant. It's like, okay, here's the plan, guys. We have our 37 Federal Reserve buildings. We're going to have riots in 37 of those, 34 of the 37, and we're going to have the riot zones be around our Federal Reserve buildings, and we're going to have a stand down order so when people vandalize the shit out of them, destroy that neighborhood, that afterwards we can come sweep in after all the businesses are out of business. We can swoop in and we can buy it on 10 cents on the dollar, and then we'll have a protection zone around all of our Federal Reserve buildings. That's a great plan. 3, 2, 1, go. I mean, that's why I said to my boss, I'm like, this rings true to me.
Well, why? Yeah, well, you got to ask near the beginning of this pandemic, why did the governor of the Federal Reserve Bank, I think he was in Kansas City or St. Louis, why was he the one that said, why was he making prognostications on the fact that you won't be able to leave your house on a daily basis without a test? Why would a banker, why would he have any clue as to what the health consequences or the health emergency or the actions are going to be if he didn't help design or get the plan for this plan? What? That always mixed me up at the beginning. Why would the Federal Reserve representative in Nowheresville, USA, be making headlines?
It's all becoming pretty clear. I mean, it makes great sense, and it is it's what we all now know. There's a very, very small group of technocrats out there that hold the trigger. 2020 was a year, and but I do hope that it seems that there is some unrest out there, and it does give me a little bit of hope that maybe even, I mean, I evangelized this morning. I had I had some blood work that I needed to be done. And the way they do the blood work now is they'll send people to your home. No, it was not for COVID testing or any of that. It was for my cholesterol and all that bullshit. That's how my doctor wanted to do the physical. And I'm like, okay, fine. If I don't have to go out and wear a mask, that's fine. So anyway, he came over and he was a big dude, man, like a muscle guy. You know, I could tell he probably is even on some juice, you know. So, and I always like talking to those kind of people. And I just say, man, I don't get it. I know I'm 56 and you're probably what, in your 40s or something? And he said, yes. And I said, I look at you and, man, you're huge. And I'm like, what am I doing wrong at the gym? Why can't I get jacked like you? When I know it, he's pumping himself full of juice, you know. But it's kind of fun to see them come up with their, you know, bullshit reasons why they look like Hercules. But anyway, he had his mask under his chin through the whole process. And I said, so based on the mask under your chin, I said, I presume you don't believe in this boogie virus. And he didn't know how to answer. He didn't want to say the wrong thing. So he said, well, you know, it's not that I don't think that it exists, but it's, and I said, let me stop you right there. And then I just began evangelizing to him, and I pulled up FakoTube, and I pulled up the video on FakoTube that I posted last night of me giving the 50 responses to why aren't you wearing a mask, and we watched about 5 minutes of it, and he was laughing, and I said, let me give you some homework, and I gave him World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, you know, the usual suspects.
Nice.
And I said, do me a favor, just go research those on BitChute. I said, or if you want a cheat sheet, I said, what you can do is just go to FakoTube. go back lots of videos. Shit, go back to the beginning. Go back to March. Go back to whenever. Or don't go back far at all. But just watch some of the videos, and I guarantee it will break your spell. And he was really appreciative. He said, man, I'm going to do that. I spent a lot of time in the car. I'm going to do that, and I believe him. So that was kind of nice. I'm like, fuck it, one person a day. If I can impact one person a day, that's over 300 a year.
Yeah.
I'm gonna...
How do you eat an elephant?
Yep. One bite at a time.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, well, if you can turn one guy around a day, it's pretty cool. You look for cracks and then you go.
Yeah.
Then you drive the wedge in. You don't want to drive it in too hard, but yeah, you can tell a little bit. You can tell.
Yeah.
Position, because he doesn't know you either, and it takes time to go back and forth.
Right. And I have a woman who had an experience to where she was kicked out of this place, and she seemed very articulate, and I think it was in Peggy Hall's Facebook. So anyway, I reached out to her, invited her on the show, and she and her husband are going to come on. I said, she apologized this morning. She's like, man, I know you said to send you an email and we'll work out a time. And I said, no sweat. I said, I'm under strike anyway. I'd rather have you on the larger channel, so we can wait a week. No worries. But, she seemed, I don't know. Look, it's one bite at a time, you know. One bit of content at a time, and we'll see what happens.
But, yeah,
I'm getting a great response from my video I posted last night, the funny one. Did you watch it?
No, you've got a bunch up there. Which one was that? I'm having a tough time keeping up.
50 responses to why aren't you wearing a mask?
Well, I just clicked on it, so I'm going to watch it. Okay, good.
I'm getting a lot of great response from it, which is fun. I posted it to Peggy Hall's site and Reopen Georgia and Reopen North Carolina, some of these Facebook groups, and people are just cracking up. And it's actually very informative because, obviously, my answers are well thought out. And, like one of them is, so it's just me, you know, riffing off a bunch of responses one after the other, and my favorite, and I know other people won't get it, you know, who aren't, but my favorite is, because Klaus Schwab is a dick.
Yeah, that one's pretty basic.
But what else is shaking in Ab Land?
Oh, not much. Just trying to get through the avalanche of videos. Now that I'm on BitChute, my God, I can't even keep up. There's so much content. Peggy's on there. It's just a little more convenient than YouTube because you know the video's most likely going to be there. I've got quite a few channels. And, you know, my brother's still sending me Wall Street Journal articles, and I told him, please, I got to be respectful of him because I send him my stuff, and he sends me his garbage. At least I told him, don't send me Wall Street Journals because they're a paywall, and I don't know how you get behind the paywall, but when I click on it, I hit the wall, and quite honestly, I don't believe one word they say, so you're really wasting your time if you don't even give me your point of view with the article, which I don't like. Don't link drop on me unless you want to discuss it.
Right. So, yeah, that's good.
I noticed David Icke, who I think is doing good work. His reptilian comments, they're never going to go away. And apparently the Nashville bomber, the one that supposedly blew up some building near to the Owl Building in Nashville.
Yep.
He had writings. All these bombers write stuff. Where they write their stuff, I don't know, but he was complaining about the reptilians running the world. And I thought, oh man, this David Icke, he should have never said that. But even if David Icke does believe it, he's making sense now, so he should come out with a video and just recant or explain his nonsensical, the world is run by reptiles comment, because every mainstream media truth brigade grabs onto that and discredits everyone that is associated with David Icke. So that's the first thing.
Well, it sounds to me like if this Nashville faux bomber had writings, that maybe David Icke is over the target and they're just using the Nashville bomber as yet one more reason why people should discount Icke by citing what you just said, the reptilians.
Yeah.
So it, to me, that just makes me all the more want to kind of savor every bit of content that Icke is putting out right now. I found him through all of this to just make sense. He's made sense out of a lot of it for me.
He's been good. Very good. Doing lots of interviews. Tons of interviews.
I had an argument with Mrs. Uncle Odd this morning.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. She told me that another one of her colleagues from her university where she used to teach at Ural State University in Ekaterinburg, Russia, died from COVID. And I said, she died. I'm sorry about that. I said, not from COVID. And she's like, Todd, I've had so many people this year die from a chest infection that has all of the symptoms of COVID. You can't tell me that this doesn't exist. I'm like, honey, it doesn't exist. I said, about their terrain? Did any of them get flu shots this last year?
Pneumonia has always existed. We agree on pneumonia. Pneumonia gets most people in the end because as your heart fails, then your circulation drops. You can't clear fluid from your lungs. Pneumonia sets in where the bacteria is not exchanged in an efficient way, and then we just drown in our own fluid. That is one of the number one ways we die. Now, the heart, for instance, the lack of heart function may have precipitated, but the absolute way we die is usually suffocation. That kind
right.
of thing. Lack of oxygen to the brain. However that happens, whether we have a brain aneurysm, whether our heart stops, we die of asphyxiation in the end. You could say all death end in asphyxiation, because even if you're shot, it stops your heart. Therefore, the blood stops going to your brain. It's got four minutes of no circulation, and then you're done. That's how it works. So, yeah, pneumonia hasn't gone away. I don't know anyone who's died of pneumonia this year, because pneumonia, most people accept, is probably a very, they call it the old people's friend. That's what takes them out in the end. But that word has not been used at all. And it's convenient because most people can't even spell pneumonia. So let's go back to the old definitions that we all understood. And don't forget, pneumonia is often cleared up or ameliorated with lots of antibiotics. Okay? Now, the doctors will say when we can't clear pneumonia with antibiotics, then they switch it over to it's a viral pneumonia. Virus is code for we can't do anything about it. Because in actual fact, viral just means that you have so many dead or dying cells in your system that, hold on a sec, did I lose
you? Little bit.
Hold on. You there now?
Yep.
Okay, viral just means that your system is in such decline, your terrain is so wiped out by whatever has wiped you out, that they can't just bombard you with antibiotics to clear all the biotics, all the bacteria in your system. That's basically them saying, we can't do anything for you because eventually a house that's completely broken, all the walls are falling down, you're not going to save that house. I think that's what it really means. That's what viral pneumonia is. A bacterial-based pneumonia just means that antibiotics tend to clear it up. Maybe you don't have a fundamental problem with your system, like a bad heart. Maybe your lungs are completely burned out by smoke, cigarettes, maybe that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I agree with you. It's tough to argue. You got to figure out some better, maybe you need better talking points for your wife because she doesn't believe
I gave this. I said, Yana, tell me, why is it that year over year in North America that the deaths from this year, from last year to this, actually from the last 3 years, the average of deaths, the last 3 years, we are down over that period. We're down, and that is factoring in the epidemic of suicides and drug overdoses. So when you factor those in, tell me where the pandemic is in those numbers, because that's what everyone is citing, that there's a pandemic, that there's a medical emergency. You just tell me, Yana, go through. I said, please, please, please. And this is why she hates arguing with me, is because I get emotional. And I said, please tell me, let's go take a walk in our neighborhood. I want to see the memorials that are out there of family members who have died. Take me to the grocery store. I want to see the memorial where the management has put up the pictures of those brave warriors who have stocked shelves, who have fallen this year because they put themselves in harm's way, because that's where the public goes the most. Please show me, Yana. And then she just gets pissed off at that line of argument. I know I can't win. I can't win. And it frustrates me because, Jesus Christ, it's like, I'm like, why don't you critically think about all of this? And I don't know. All I know is I have never had a year where I've had so many colleagues who have died. One of my best friend's cousin's husband is a critical care doctor in a pulmonary, emergency wing of a hospital, and he's saying this is real and it's never been like this. And so her operating reality apparently has lots of dead people. I can't find them in mine though, Ab.
No, I know. Nobody can. It's interesting. It's interesting how the leading researcher in Tampa, Florida has a wife that just can't get her head around this sucker.
Well,
I think if you can convince your wife, then you're going to be able to convince anybody.
Well, I think it's like, it's kind of what they say about family in general, right? If I came over and forget the subject, let's just call it, do you prefer brown sand or white sand at a beach? Let's just say that if I prefer white sand, chances are my kids are going to prefer brown sand because that's kind of anti what dad likes. And, so I may not be able to convince them that white sand is preferable for all these health reasons. But if you came down and vacationed Ab and you had a conversation and just kind of on the side, told my kids, hey man, you guys are aware, aren't you, of the health benefits of white sand, that it'll make you live 3 years longer on average, right? Forget what your dad says, I'm telling you this. Then people are more prone to, third party validation. I don't know. Maybe that's wrong, but I just don't think I'm going to win any family argument anymore.
Well, she's kind of in the pharma business, isn't she?
She distributes to, well, that's one of her arguments too. She says, don't tell me that I'm just not being a critical thinker, because the only difference is I believe that it exists, that it is harming some people. She says, but I'm not letting it control my life. I live my whole life going in and out of pharmacies to service my clients.
Right.
She said, so I don't do that with fear. So I don't fear it. I just believe that it exists. And that's
right.
That's where we part ways,
Yeah, even though they can't, I what's her take on the terrain theory? Because all viruses, exosomes, microzyma, we all have a unique pack in our bodies all the time, saving our lives. Whereas, does she believe that viruses are invasive, or we produce them to help us repair our systems? Because what is your belief on that? That's important.
Yeah. I've been totally non-impactful of getting her to arrive at the terrain theory. I've had her listen to Amanda because it violates the programming, and it violates the fact that she has friends who are in the medical sphere who are adamant that, you know, my wife, nobody sanitizes their hands more than my wife.
Uh-oh.
Nobody.
Does it make her skin raw, all that alcohol?
Well, you know, she wanted to come back early from snow skiing because her hands were getting so damn cold, no matter, you know, how many layers she put on them. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Yeah.
But so anyway, I can't wait for you to listen to my 50 answers to why aren't you wearing a mask, because one of my answers is the terrain theory. You know, it's smart-ass answers like that.
Yeah. Well, the terrain theory, I never really heard of it before this year, I don't believe. I think I did remember the Pasteur quote, whether it was real or not, where he said on his deathbed, Beauchamp was right, it's not the germ, it's all the terrain. I never really thought that too far, but I left it in the context that everything we know is inverted. So yeah, makes sense that the whole idea about germs and health is inverted as well. But we didn't really need to go there, because vaccines were not at the top of our menu for the last few years. Of course, we know that they want to change all that, and they're doing it. They're changing it. Vaccines are all we're going to talk about for the next year. You can see that.
Yeah, you just said something that I'm making a note. I want to title an Uncle Lodge show. We'll figure out the content. But inversion antidote, because I think that's what we do. Because you're right, everything is inverted. It's like everything that we believe is that's mainstream, or anything that is presented mainstream, you would do yourself well to auto hoax it and say, is this inverted? This is likely inverted if they're pushing it this hard. So what is the opposite of what they are pushing? And that's probably the truth. I think that would keep people within the rails a little better, just kind of following that, you know, that little bit of sage counsel. And it's not going to work every time, obviously, but I think it's pretty safe these days. You know, if they're pushing a vaccine, there's a nefarious reason why. So let's think about, you know, why you wouldn't want to take a vaccine, that type of stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If it's so good for you, well, they're just going to keep on. They're just going to keep on harping on this.
That's what boggles my mind. One of my answers on the 50 list was, because my immune system rocks. And I'm like, okay, if you just think about your immune system, and I know what you think about the immune system,
yeah.
and I'm on your side on that, but let's just use the language, right? If your body's ability to detox efficiently, let's call that the immune system, right?
Okay, I guess it's the same thing. Yeah, similar. Yeah.
Yeah. So if your repair system does such a great job, then why do you need, you know, if it is 99.9 4% effective at beating back whatever ails you, then why would you need a 90% effective vaccine that comes that has baggage with it, which looks like a face that can only smile on half of it, half of your face, because you're paralyzed on the other half, or autism, or infertility, or death? Why? And I don't understand why people can't make that logical jump, Ab. That is a failure on our part to make an argument that is so simple, that is such a simple argument that should just shock people into, you know.
Well, I'm still shocked that there's so many dumb people that revealed their hand this year. Now all
right.
The people that we never really, there's a lot of people didn't want to talk about 9/11, didn't want to talk about the moon. We didn't have to press them because it wasn't a pressing issue. You don't really need an opinion on that. So we really couldn't figure out their true colors, their true understanding of how the world works. Now everyone every day is forced to reveal their hand on what they think. And every day we have to hammer it home that why do you believe so badly in the official stories when they don't make any sense at all? And now we're into month 10. They still don't make sense. Nothing has changed. And I really hate telling people this, but I say 2021 is going to be worse. I've said that a couple times at the dinner table. I think I'm going to have to stop saying it because it's really hurting those that want to look forward to something.
Yes, yes.
And yeah, I'm going to have to stop saying that because we know, you and I both know, we're pretty confident that we're in a 10-year destruction. This is year one. We barely finished the first year.
Yep.
And it's only going to get worse. And again, it's a race between the Great Reset and the Great Awakening. Will people wake up in time?
Yeah, I'm suspect.
Before they find out they're in jail, like the lady said, the door is still open. They haven't slammed the gates shut yet.
Yet.
There's still time to realize you are in a cage. They're going to close the doors soon, until you can't get out.
Yeah. Yep. 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 That's exactly right.
Yeah, that lady was totally bang on. This is a banker war. This is using the cover of COVID. It's fantastic. The invisible enemy. It's never going away. They've already revealed the whole strain angle where, another strain is here. Boy, what was the rush to release that bit of news, eh? They're firing all their weapons at the same time. It almost seems like a desperation move, I think.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. And that's kind of the only hope that I hold for 2021 is that it has been a desperation mode and they, you know, maybe there's enough of us with the resolve that we have that is making a difference. Because, I mean, it's like there is BitChute. Just, you know, if you go to BitChute, who knows how long it'll be before that's compromised.
Yeah.
But at least there is a repository of truth. I mean, it's like that has totally become, you know, YouTube is useless, right?
Yeah.
We should start calling it useless tube.
Yeah, it's useless tube. Yeah.
So I really need to focus my. I need to get things going on BitChute.
Also put it on library, LBRY. What's his name? The Dollar Vigilante said he's made $1,000. Now he's huge with hits, but he's making some LBRY coins.
I try to do that, but I must need to set up my account from a PC because when I try it from my cell phone, it requires that I pay something. And that's just not right.
No, you don't. I don't think you have to pay. But yeah, check it out. Check it out. Yeah. Might be worth. It's sort of based on crypto and the blockchain and all that. I don't know. It might, if you're gonna upload from your PC, then I would just start all the uploads at the same time. Do BitChute, do LBROI, do FakoTube. Just get them all out there. Get them all covered.
Well, the thing is, I upload everything from either my iPhone or my iPad.
Yeah, I got it. You know, but you're in front of your computer a lot. You're in front of your desktop, so
not
surely you must take the stuff off your phone and put it somewhere to back it up.
No,
on a desktop.
No, I.
Well, you better.
It's just backed up.
You better start doing that.
Well, I do. I do anything that I film, any of my YouTube stuff. I have a computer copy of everything that I've done. So that, but that's easy because I'm behind my computer. But otherwise,
yeah. So you gotta,
I'm never behind my computer.
Yeah. Well, I would try and upload a bit from your computer. Just put it on your over there
yeah.
too, and whatever you create on your phone.
Sorry, I just think I need to try BitChute library from my computer. It's just another to-do I got to do, but I'm on
vacation. Oh, yeah.
I'm on vacation. I know. I can try that. But it sounds to me like BitChute is really, really, really the place to be, you know, and
it's pretty good. I don't know if you can get discovered on BitChute because that was sort of the power.
Yeah, that's the thing. You don't know. But that's okay. Look, you know, that's why everything that I'm doing now, you'll start noticing with this 50 video, is I have shifted my promotion t.me/UncleOd.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Just because that we know we can direct anyone anywhere. You know, here's the new YouTube channel. Here's the new where we're going to stream.
Telegram is great. And you can have voice chats on it now. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah, if anyone is in the discussion group, then you can start a voice chat. So anyone
that's one thing that was confusing is I'm saying sign up to t.me/UncleOd, but it's not intuitive at all. When people do that, they aren't auto signed up to Uncle Odd's discussion group. So these people are saying I'm really confused because it's like I'm signed up to two groups. Is there any way that we can somehow pin something that says, look, if you're here, make sure you join the discussion group?
Yeah, you can pin that to the top of the broadcast group. It is confusing, but that's just how they set it up.
I couldn't figure out how to find I didn't see, there's nowhere where it says, here's the discussion group for this broadcast group.
Yeah, well, it should be on top. Should be on the top. I'd have to look again. But when you're in
the discussion group,
I'll look.
Yeah, that would be, because if it is, then that's easy. I can just direct people, you know, say, when you get to /UncleOd, just click on the discussion group and you'll be where you need to be. Then I can just hit that on every video.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you are, I'm there now. If you're in your group, you click the top where it says UncleOd, 74 subscribers. And then that brings up the sort of the home screen. And then on the right near the top is a little speech bubble. And that speech bubble is the discussion. That's the only place I can see that.
Oh.
But there's another, so when you click that bubble and then go to the homepage of the discussion group, there's another link. So your UncleOd discussion. So t.me/UncleOd discussion. That's three B's in a row.
But there's no place where it says UncleOd's discussion on my UncleOd page broadcast. I know if you click the discuss, you get there, but why can't people sign up for UncleOd discussion?
Yeah, I don't think they have to sign up. I think if they're in your broadcast group, the minute they click discussion, they're already in. So I just put a group. I think I put a group. And let me pin it. Can I pin it? I don't even know if I can pin it. I don't even think I can pin it, but I'll have to look it up. But yeah, I just put it in there now. So you can look at that. And try and pin that. There's a pin function somewhere, somehow. But maybe you can't pin in the broadcast. Oh yeah, you can. Maybe you already have something. Oh wait, the pin message does say go to the discussion. Yeah, there is a pin message already. I put that up a while ago.
Okay.
So at the top of your broadcast group is a pin message, and then people can click that, then get into the discussion. Yeah. So,
I got to share this with you before I sign off here. In my, actually it's in, Jonathan, you know what I'm talking about, from Sweden. Jonathan Kirby's Truth and Discussion Group. There's a guy who was, who said, I'm in tier 4-2, and it was, and, blah, blah, blah. Okay, no, here it is. This Tom Bedford says, after initially resenting the idea of tier 4 in the UK, I've come over with an overwhelming feeling of liberation. The vibe feels different this time. What are your thoughts? Nobody can stop what is coming, as they say. And so I responded, and I said, help me understand. Your liberties are being stolen, and you're experiencing a great sense of liberation? Square that circle for me, please. And then he said, I feel this is the beginning of the end. Whether that's as part of the awakening or a dimension change or what I or what not, I don't know. I generally think most will not adhere to their tier change and it will have little to no effect on most people. But what it has done has stoked the fire in people. So my response was, got it. Thanks for the added context. The level 4 lockdown has created a shit or get off the pot scenario, and you're observing the separation of wheat from chaff. Do I have that right? And he said, yep, couldn't have said it better myself. So that's an interesting take, that the guy is looking at this draconian tier 4, and he must be observing that people have so much fatigue, they're saying, fuck it. That's kind of encouraging. If that's truly the case.
Well, I'd have to defer to my wife because she's more out in the field, grocery stores, that kind of place. I don't think we're seeing it yet. The next door group, which is like the Facebook for neighborhoods where all my posts get deleted right away. So I don't want to give it too much energy. I hardly say anything. I just, one whiff of dissent or challenging and then you're out. You're deleted.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So that's your big tech censorship. It's real. It all it does is just take away your energy. You give energy and they just delete it. So your energy is not rewarded, which is why I don't like to waste too much time on these sites.
Yeah. But
you go there to see where the people are because they're over there.
Yep.
So that was a bit of a confusing message. I think you got to be very clear with our messaging, because no sarcasm, no sort of try to figure out what the guy's saying, because you got to be really clear in our words, because this is really serious. No time for making people think too much. Just make it clear. And I've said it from the beginning. You got to pick a side. Every day we get closer to, you really got to pick a side. No. You really, really got to pick a side here.
Right.
I don't think you have the same urgency in Florida right now that we do. You're not getting smacked, which is great.
Yeah, no, we don't.
It's got to be coming though.
Well, I'm sure it is. But
you guys are being blackmailed like every other state.
I'm hoping that if you guys are the control group versus us being the control group, you know, if you're the control group, which is, you know, they just want to see how far they can push it, man. You know, what's going to happen if people don't start really pushing back? I think the lady said it well today. It's like now it makes sense why they are going after mom and pops, because they want to buy their real estate cheap, you know, our ability to be able to get goods and services is going to be limited to those who are within the control system, you know, the ones
yeah.
who've been blessed, who have sold their soul to the devil, so to speak.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So those are going to be where you're going to have the new, like when you go through security at an airport, I can envision it in every freaking store to where you cannot go through there without it flashing red if you haven't had your vaccine. Somehow,
yeah,
some way,
I agree.
Whether it's within your body or you have to show an app, you know, you're not going to be able to go in. And that's what really sucks. That's why I'm not confident about 2021, because
yeah.
2020 has showed me that based on the mask being the measure, that people
yeah.
are totally willing to just, you know, either go along to get along or don't even think about it, or they operate out of fear or acquiesce. I mean, they just, that's the general populace. They're just, they're never going to fight back against this. And they don't even want to think about it. It fucks with their Netflix time, I think.
Well, I think most people this year have gone through the entire Netflix catalog, so they're actually finished with it. But look, here's a way to think about things as well, because you got to wonder how long are they going to keep pushing. And if you take a toy away from a child, how long until the child says, "I don't even want that toy anymore. You can keep it."
Right.
Because if we take our liberties away, our ability to make income, our ability to be freedom of mobility, religion, when we say we don't even want it anymore, therefore it's no longer a lever. So are they taking that pulse as well? Or they figure, oh, this isn't going to work anymore because we've got the toys. We're not giving them back. Now they don't want them. So now we don't have anything over these people. What can we use besides their ultimate weapon, which is just force? This is a gun.
No, I totally disagree. I think it's
yeah.
closer to Munchausen proxy, to where these
yeah.
people are. People have been, I mean, just think, I hate to go here, but let's just go here. You know, think about a young child who is at a very young age just raised by some really nefarious people, or maybe they get put into the system and they end up with, you know, pedophile family. And, you know, they just don't even know any better to what's right or wrong. And after a while, they think that whatever is going on in their life is normal. And so that's
yeah.
the way I look at these kids today who are in school, that are masking up, that are, it's like they don't have any idea what's not normal, because why? Their parents, the Indian children in my neighborhood. Oh my God, I got to tell you this. There was a
yeah.
huge Indian family. All women were out on a walk. I was walking. It was a beautiful day yesterday. After I got back from the gym, I thought, I'm going to have a cigar. I'm going to listen to some, you know, videos from FakoTube. I'm going to go for an hour and a half walk. That's about how long it takes me to go through one of these cigars. So I started walking. I was nearing the end, and I saw this army of Indians that were,
wow.
you know, that some of them had headgear. They were all women, and I was hugging the right side of the sidewalk. And the leader of the pack, and they were all masked up. I mean, like masked up like you can't believe, like with N95 masks. She gave a command, and literally, like ducklings, she went off of the path about 20 yards into the grass away from me, and they all followed, and they went around me because I was an asymptomatic silent assassin coming towards
them. Yeah, I know. That's so common.
So my point is, those kids, when the patriarch or matriarch led them astray, they don't know any better. They think that that's the right thing, and they look at me as the enemy.
I know.
So that's where the longer this goes on, the reason why I talk Munchausen proxy or whatever that word is I think that people are just going to start relating to their captors, the people who have them enslaved. Is they're going to start just, you know, and these captors are smart. They're gonna be nice to people. So you give them a little bit of freedom here, you know, give them a little lollipop there, a little acknowledgement. I don't know. Again, my measure is the masks. 99%
of the people. Why are there so many Indians in your neighborhood? Why is there a core of Indians in Tampa? I know why they're here, because economic activity is quite busy in Toronto, and they have a huge community here now. Is there a big Indian community in Tampa?
Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater is, I wouldn't call it the Silicon, it's the Silicon Valley of Florida. So it's a lot of tech.
Okay.
A lot of tech. And what I learned is that, I know they're like the neighborhood we used to live in, they put a mosque next to it. Now, I don't know if the Indian culture has anything similar, but I know when they put up a mosque, then...
Well, the Hindus have temples. Hindus have temples.
Okay, so Saudi Arabia literally subsidizes and finances any loans for housing that are within like 3 mile radius of their mosque. And so what happens is any house that goes up, a Muslim will go get a great deal on a home, and they completely turn the neighborhood into little Middle East. And the same thing is happening in my neighborhood. I would say when we bought in 6 years ago, I don't know how many Indians were there, but I don't think it was more than 50%, but now it's certainly at least 80% Indian. Every house that goes up for sale, an Indian buys it.
So it's a tech hub. That's what it is. So they're probably on the H-1B visa.
Yeah. And you know what? It's like, I like the Indians. They're very nice neighbors. So don't get me wrong. It's like...
they're family oriented, and the Indians are going against the regulations here. They're the ones that they're still having parties. They're still getting together. That's why they keep being labeled the hot zone. Because where I am, they're 90% of the population, and I'm talking almost a million people in this area of the city where I am now.
They're
very family oriented. I don't know. They're always being sort of. They don't say it's the Indians doing it. They would never dare say that, the politicians, but they're implying that this area is bad because people aren't going along with the guidelines. So.
My boss just responded. Thanks, Toddy. I did exactly as you suggested. Earbuds, cocktail, lounge chair. While I don't subscribe to most of her conclusions, some of her observations are at least plausible. All I know is this. If there's ever a rebellion, you're the guy I want to fight next to. I know you'll have the requisite firepower. Stay frosty. So, he's a great guy.
Oh, okay. So he kind of blew you off a bit, but that's okay. At least he watched it. At least he watched you.
I responded back. This is why I love you! !! Just you know what? It's a what I accomplished is he knows that there's a dissenting opinion out there. He listened to it.
I still want
to
know what the billionaires are saying to each other, because there is a billionaires club. You're not in it. I'd love to know what they say to each other, because their children have to live in this world.
No, I know exactly what they say to each other. There is a, it's called the Tiger 21 Club. It is a billionaire club, a literal billionaire club. What's really important to those, the people who make it. Now, I'm not talking about the old family money, right? I'm talking about the new billionaires. It is really important that they get in the ranks of these clubs and like they're really, really, you know, motivated to get nominated to the CFR. And, you know, they don't, and it's really hard to get into the CFR. And apparently they always reject people on their first application. I know
you did a letter. Well, they want to be globalists then, because the CFR is a globalist.
They want to rub elbows. It's just human nature, man. You get to be a billionaire, and what's the thing that you want to do? You want to relate to other billionaires. You want to have your billions become more. You want more for your children. You want to make a difference. Your ego kicks in, and you want more power, and you want more notoriety, and you want to be in that group that's really going to, they don't look at it as taking over the world or whatever. They just see it as we have an opportunity to make more money. I think it is probably rare the percentage of billionaires who are psychopaths. I really think it's just greed and people wanting more, the disease of more. Right. And they want to keep what they have and they don't ever want to lose it. And they want to be in the club. Man, it's pretty cool if you could go to be invited to a dinner where Elon Musk is eating some shrimp over there in the corner. Right. Man, yeah. That's great for your ego. So I don't think it is. And look, I'm basing it on what I experienced with my bosses. And, they're just the furthest thing from nefarious, and but they really want to run in those circles, or at least half of the C-suite does. You know, Rich, who I just told you about, he could give a shit. He'd be very happy he'd be very happy not dealing with people. None of that means anything to him. But
yeah.
You know, well, that's why I respect
it. It doesn't sound like they're loyal to the country necessarily, because if you want to be in the CFR, they know what it's about. It's a globalist organization where corporations rule the world, not nations. And we got to remember that the globalists, the main objection most people have to the Great Reset is we didn't vote for it. And even if voting is an illusion, at least it seems like we get a say. Nobody here voted for vaccination mandate. No one voted for the Great Reset and getting rid of currency.
Yeah, I hear you, but Ab, let me just give you a different perspective. My boss, the leadership of my company, they have at minimum, and this is just 40 portfolio companies, of which they have, you know, an amazing amount of millions of dollars invested. So 40 companies, okay? So let's just imagine that it's 40 YouTube accounts and you're the content provider, right? Your time is really occupied. So it should not surprise us that you have these billionaires who may not know. You made a statement. These people know what the CFR is. They know that it's a globalist whatever. I beg to differ. I don't think they do. What they know about it is so high level surfacical. They just know it's a club that a lot of the people who they respect are part of that club, and they would love to be part of it. They think that it's making the world better. I don't think people who, you know, I think there are people who believe that the green agenda is legitimate, that we are destroying our world, because that's everything that mainstream news feeds to us, right? So I don't believe that my boss has ever even thought about an agenda that might be counter the mainstream narrative, that this is really kind of an evil. I just don't think so. They don't have time. They have their kids. They have their life. They don't have time to go looking at BitChute videos. And
yeah.
that's why I'm happy Rich just watched one of them, you know, on YouTube. He watched one. At least that was a little bit of, you know, truth. And he said he doesn't agree with the conclusion. So, you know, that's okay. But I don't know. So I guess I'm kind of being merciful to those who are super wealthy. I don't think we should sentence them all to being evil and nefarious just because they have wealth. I just think it's, you know, they don't research, they don't think about it. Why do they wear a mask? It's because they don't know that it's not good for them. They believe what the TV tells them. That's their sin.
Yeah, I still have a hard time with that, but I just think of them, unless they were given all their money, they got to be pretty sharp to get there, and it's not all just luck. I want to give them more credit for getting there and needing more.
But I will tell you, Ab, it hasn't been, you know, I've been involved with this business and business development for a long time. And I haven't thought about the nature of business like I have over the last couple of years, you know, until maybe I started being awake to some of the shit that the Clintons were doing and thinking more about, you know, it's never been about that. It's all been about the business operation and how do you optimize, you know, revenue and profits and,
yeah.
And, you know, so it's not, this globalist agenda is kind of new to me. And if it's new to me and I've dove head first in it, I can tell you those around me, they don't know shit about a world agenda. it's kooky nonsense to them.
I wonder,
you know,
if your wife knows about the worldwide agenda, because she's an international person. I wonder if
she's an international historian. So she can tell you about international relations between Russia and Italy in World War II, but she's not going to know anything that is beyond mainstream, you know. And she just, you know, she's like everyone else. They watch the news. The news is all controlled. We know this, and I know that's why it frustrates us, right? But that's also why we have to think, like, there has to be multiple ways to get our message across, you know, and some of them may need to be a little softer than the other. But also that we have a sense of urgency to where we have to, if we do have to pull out the 2x4 and smack someone upside the head. We think that way too. I don't know, brother. I'm glad you're in my foxhole though.
No, you're a good guy. Nice chatting. We're on the same page.
Good call. All right, go take a nap. I'm going to go into the gym.
I haven't put our other calls up. I'm going to mash everything together though in a minute because I think this is a good one. I got a couple shorties. I'm going to put it in with this so people have more to listen to. But yeah, good stuff. Good job. Take care.
You got it, brother. All right, talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Yeah.